Welcome to Digital Marketing for Contractors, a podcast for home improvement contractors to help you crush your lead goals and take your business to the next level. Join us each episode as we give you powerful insights and practical tips on the best digital marketing strategies to help you grow your home improvement business. Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Marketing for Home Improvement Contractors. We are a digital marketing agency located in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we specialize in working with, guess what, home improvement contractors. And this is a podcast about digital marketing. We love being obvious. Yes. My name is Janet, and I am the founder and managing partner, and I'm here today with Caitlin, who is one of the co-owners and an account manager here. Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Fantastic. So in the last episode, we talked about all the things that you might need to think about if you are considering purchasing another home improvement company to expand either your geographic footprint or your service footprint. And we talked about going through some due diligence and looking at all of the questions that you need to ask related to the company that you are thinking about buying, their digital marketing situation.
Right.
So kind of on that same thread, what we're talking about today is what do you need to have in mind if you are considering transitioning agencies? So you've got an existing paid search account that would be a Google Ads account right. or a Bing Ads account. And you're working with an agency, or maybe like we talked about in the last episode, you just bought a company and you need to go through this transition, this management transition. So Caitlin, why don't you talk us through what are some of our best practices, warning Sure. signs, red flags? What are some of the things that we've encountered when we've had to help a client manage the transition where either we are taking over Mm-hmm. from a client's current agency, or, and we've been on both sides of this,
right.
our client tells us, you know, it's time to part ways and we have to hand over the keys to another agency.
Absolutely. And I think it's a good point also to make that Janet on the sales side of things gets this question quite a bit as clients do look to make a transition. They want to make sure that it will be smooth. So I'm going to talk through how that's going to work. First and foremost, the way we're set up here, and I think most agencies should be set up if they're running Google Ads accounts and managing those, is they should be using an MCC, which is a manager account. That is the mothership of Google Ads, where you're able to have multiple 20 accounts of different businesses within that one account.
So Caitlin, tell the listener who. Yes. What is this MCC account? Is that ours or is yes. that the company's?
That would be the agency's. So the agency is going to store access to all of the, at least 20 of the accounts that they can manage within this MCC. And what that allows is for the agency to swiftly transition if they need to from client to client one, but also if you were to make the decision that you wanted to leave or you needed to add another marketing manager to the account, you wanted to add another user to the account, the agency should be able to do that. So first and foremost, I think the first step is make sure you have access to your Google Ads account. It is most likely within an MCC, that's totally fine. You're not going to be able to see the other accounts that are in that account, just your account, but ensure that you have access to it. There's no reason to not have full transparency about ad spend and what's going on.
So you're telling our listener, even if they don't care to get into the dirty details, you're saying to listeners that they should have a username and password to yes. their Google Ads account, even if they're paying an agency to manage it.
Absolutely. You've got to. It's most likely your money that's being spent. And the bottom line is you should be able to log in at any point to see what's going on. And we highly recommend, and I know we differ with many agencies on this, but we highly recommend that it's yours. Like, it's your account to own. You should be able to add whoever you want to, and it's your data, which I think brings us to the next.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that, so Caitlin does account management here at Fat Cat and I do all the sales. So I'm yeah. at the beginning of these conversations with new clients. And that is something that comes up when I'm talking to a prospect and they ask me, you know, how do I know if this is going to be a smooth transition? I'm not happy with my current agency. I need to hand the keys off to you guys. What does that look like? And that brings us to the point that Caitlin just made. The very first question that I'm going to ask, if I'm talking to you on a call,
right,
and you're thinking about working with Fat Cat, is I'm going to say, do you know if you own your Google Ads account? Because some agencies work differently than we do. And you, the client, the owner of the home improvement company, you don't actually own your Google Ads account.
Yes.
And the agency does. And when you stop working with them, you lose that account.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why agencies would not allow, you know, the owner of that business to own their Google Ads account. But it happens, and it happens frequently. And we see a lot of instances where we unfortunately have to start from scratch. We have to rebuild an entirely new Google Ads account because the home improvement company, weren't able to regain access to the account.
What does it mean to start over?
Yeah, I mean, start over is, first and foremost, you've got to, one, you've lost all of your historical data. So like that would be the first thing. Like we're basically starting from scratch. We're using our best practices, which I would have done anyways. Like as an agency, they're going to bring in their own best practices for how to manage a Google Ads account. So they're going to be applying that to whether it's an existing account or a new account, but they're building out brand new campaigns, brand new keywords, brand new ads. You're having to set up a lot of parts and pieces that you may have not thought about, such as tracking phone numbers, obviously your website, connecting your Google business profile so you have reviews in your location, connecting tracking
pixels. So are you telling me, so if I'm a listener and I own a roofing company, are you telling me if I decide to switch agencies who's been managing my ads that somehow that has something to do with my reviews?
Yeah, no.
What does that mean?
I know. And I'm not trying to like scare you guys from not wanting to.
No, this is all for educational purposes.
Yeah. Because if something's just not working with an agency, it's not working. And you shouldn't be scared to make that transition. But the reason your Google Ads account is connected to your Google business profile, or it should be, is a way, one, to build credibility and highlight reviews. You have a setting where you can highlight your reviews on your ads as well as your physical business location, and you can run ads through that. So that does connect.
So you use the word Google business profile.
Yeah.
What is that? I mean, I know we're talking about ads and I'm asking questions that I know the answer to, but I'm
right.
An advocate for the listener here.
So
that's where the reviews are, right?
Right. The moment you start to touch your Google Ads account, you're touching pretty much anything Google related.
Oh.
And Google related is going to be your Google business profile. It's going to be your Google Analytics account. There was another one top of mind. It'll come back to me, but
Google Search Console.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Google Search Console definitely shows up. That's all Google. Like, that's all connected. So, I mean, your YouTube account, that was the one that was top of mind, is going to be connected to your Google Ads. So making the transition is obviously, it sounds painful, but with the right agency and the right communication, you know, I think there's a good process in place that you should have a checklist to follow, and that agency should be asking you for access to those things as you're making that a transition, assuming you're not going to receive the existing account. Like, all of that to be said is assuming.
Yeah, I think it's really like there's a scenario A and a scenario B.
Yes.
Scenario A is you've decided to switch agencies, or we'll call it A and B. A is good and B is complicated.
Yeah.
In scenario A, you're either going to switch agencies, or you've grown to the point where you're hiring that responsibility in-house.
Right.
You've decided to hire a marketing person who's going to manage your ads. So it's a good transition. You've got a good agency partner, and they are happy for your growth, and they are you know, going to there, everybody's going to be an adult in the room. In that scenario A that I'm going to call good, the agency that you're parting ways with, they understand not everything lasts forever. They're happy to hand over passwords. Yep. They're happy to have you take ownership of the account. You're going to keep all your historical data. You don't need to worry about all the connections to Google Business Profile, to your reviews, to your YouTube channel. It's seamless. It's a transition, and everybody parts as friends and you shake hands. That's scenario A. Scenario B.
Yes.
For whatever reason, either the agency doesn't want to play nice, or in their terms and conditions from day one when you started working with them, they told you, hey, man, you don't own this ad account. We do.
Check them. They may not come out and tell you that. Check the terms and conditions.
Yeah, check the terms and conditions. Yes. They probably didn't tell you that in the sales call. But, you know, especially some of the bigger players in this industry, you know, what they say is they have proprietary software, proprietary ad management software. They claim their methodology and their keywords or whatever is proprietary. And so when you leave, you don't get to take your ad account with you.
Exactly.
So that's scenario B that we'll call complicated. And that's where you're saying, you know, listener, if you're in that category B bucket, that they're facing starting with a new ad account.
You are. Yeah. And A or B scenario, you're going to still need access to all of those profiles no matter what. I think starting from scenario A is smoother. It obviously is going to be faster. You know, I think scenario B is something we've dealt with time and time again, and you've just got to pack your patience and set aside, you know, 45 to 60 days to even have Google re-recognize that you've got a new account that's running content. So I think something else I wanted to talk about that's happened is, well, can't we just run two Google Ads accounts at the same time?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought this up.
No, you can't.
So that's definitive. No, period, end, period.
Can we just keep that other account running and you guys start another account for us and we're going to both drive traffic to the same website?
Wait, so I'm going to translate what you just said. You're saying that a client comes to us and says, hey, I'm going to have two agencies manage two different ad accounts, driving ads to the same domain name and let them compete against each other. What do you think? And to that, Caitlin, you say,
hell no.
Yeah. And it's not just us being, you know, grabby about our agency. No. Why do you say hell no?
One, I mean, Google doesn't allow it. I mean, there are, you can Google right now, can I run two Google Ads accounts at the same time? The first thing that's going to pop up is you are going to have a risk of getting permanently suspended from being able to run any ad account
forever until the end of time.
Until the end of time to that domain, to that URL, to your website.
Right. So I just want to hit I'm glad you brought this up. I want to hit this point home again. And as the person that does sales, I actually see I see this thinking. And it's not
wrong.
Necessarily bad thinking, you know. I'm a big pro-capitalist. I'm team capitalism, which is competition.
Yeah.
And so you're a competitive owner of a business, and it's probably in your instinct to say, hey, I'm going to pit these two agencies together. I'm going to pit these two campaigns against each other and see which one wins. On a logical front, there's some validity to that, but it's a violation of Google's ad platform terms and conditions.
Yes.
And if you rely on generating leads through paid search and you do that trick, you could be cutting yourself off at the knees and end up in a situation where you are permanently banned from ever running Google Ads
to your website.
To your website at that domain ever again.
I will say we have been in a few situations, and I, again, am not recommending this, but we have played nice. We've shared a Google Ads account for one company, for one website with another agency, and we just divided and conquered. We managed a certain set of campaigns. They managed a certain set of campaigns.
not ideal, but it'll work. That's better than having the agencies try to run two different
accounts. Please don't. And I just am telling you that, again, from real life.
From experience.
Like, we've experienced having to untangle an account. Not our fault, but that was suspended.
For this reason.
Yes. So that was something I wanted to make a note of. I think another point that is important as we're talking about transitioning Google Ads accounts and between agencies or whoever, I think there is an important tactic in terms of preventing, maybe alerting the agency that you are looking at switching.
So this is the kind of conversation I have if I'm talking to a prospective client. You know, they're grilling me, asking about what Fat Cat does. They may be working with an agency. Maybe they're not happy with the agency, but some things are working and they worry, what's going to happen if I tell my current agency I'm thinking about switching? Are they just going to shut everything down?
And that is definitely a scenario.
It's a scenario and it's a legitimate fear. It depends on the relationship you have with whoever is currently managing your ads, whether that's an individual freelancer or an agency.
Right.
If there's a scenario where there's not a lot of trust, and it is about trust and about adults being in the room.
Yeah.
If you feel like, I don't know if I trust these guys, here's what we recommend. Create a new email address at your domain name, something innocuous like marketing@mycompany.com.
Right.
Contact your current agency and tell them, hey, we're doing a little bit of cleanup. We want to get everything under one login. Will you please add this user to our current Google Ads or Bing Ads account with administrative privileges?
Yes.
That should not alert any flags to your agency. It's just you asking for access to your own account with a new user.
Fair.
Then you take that new user that doesn't have, you know, any kind of private information about your company that you don't want to share. You give that to the new agency that you're talking to. Mm-hmm. Now the new agency can log in
and
kind of stealth
and dig around
and look like they're, you know, marketing@yourcompany.com is the username, and it won't alert your current agency. Because let me tell you what happens if you get on a sales call with another agency and you give that new agency login access to your current ads account.
What happens?
What happens? Caitlin, you know what happens. The current agency is going to get an immediate alert that there's a new user on that account.
Yes.
And then your current agency is going to see that the new user has competitoragency.com as an email address.
Yes.
And then if you were worried about alerting your current agency and worried about what they were going to do,
Google already did it.
Google did it for you, and they did it in a pretty awkward way.
Yes.
And now the conversations that you have with your current agency are going to be kind of defensive and tense.
Sure. I mean, so that's definitely a scenario.
So that's then that category B, that kind of complicated.
Kind of gross.
Let's talk about category A, not gross, but everybody's polite and professional.
Yes.
What are those? That's really honestly what we encounter more of is the polite professional handoff.
Yes.
So what is the polite professional handoff? What does that look like?
Polite professional handoff goes back to what I rambled on about at the top of this about the MCC. Usually what's going to happen is your current agency should be able to transition your account into another agency's MCC. And your agency is going to be able to give you information about exactly what email to add, what account ID to use, and all of that. So that is the most smooth,
professional,
seamless transition.
Non-dramatic.
Yes.
So we're using this term MCC. Would you agree that like umbrella account
is
the umbrella account is the thing that the agency has and they have all their clients under that umbrella.
Yes.
And what we're saying is in this smooth transition, both agencies are communicating with each other.
Yes.
And your Google Ads account gets moved from one umbrella account to another.
That's right.
And in fact, you know, I mean, I like to think that most of the time I'm the adult in the room. Like I said at the top of this podcast, we've been on both sides of this. We've inherited accounts from other agencies, and we've passed them off when clients decided that, you know, it was time to switch gears.
Yep.
And when that happens, the best thing you can do is do an email introduction between the two agencies and let them work out the technical details.
Absolutely. I mean, that is what we encounter in most
instances. Because we know what we want. We know what we need. We know what we need to hand off.
Yeah.
And
a professional agency isn't going to want you to lose all of that. I keep saying it, the data.
Yeah.
I mean, the audiences you've built, the tracking you've built.
Yeah, you've got tracking pixels, remarketing audiences. You've got campaign data.
Maybe 10 plus years of ad budget spend and results that are, I mean, you don't want to lose that. So. Yeah.
So you really want to strive for that category A, the nice, good, smooth, professional handoff.
But just keep in mind, there are obviously both sides to it. There are. And just I hope this podcast helps you just be prepared about the opportunities.
So we've created a checklist for, you know, items to consider if you are currently working with an agency who's managing a paid search account and you are either thinking of bringing that in-house or switching to another agency. If you go to fatcatstrategies.com to our resources section, we have a PDF with some items to consider, a checklist that is free to download. We encourage you to go check it out, and we hope you find it useful. We also hope that you found this episode useful and that you will join us for a future one. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And don't forget to go to fatcatstrategies.com to our resources section and download the checklist
about PPC transition.
About PPC transitions.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. See you in another episode.
Bye.
Digital Marketing for Contractors is created by Fat Cat Strategies. For more information, visit fatcatstrategies.com.